Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Brian Merritt is here. Brian's a new friend. He's the CEO and the founder of Seed, a banking service for small businesses designed to help small businesses gain the capital they need the way business works today. He's a veteran of the industry. He's an entrepreneur himself. And he's here to talk to us about how we can do a better job of maximizing our banking relationships. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So when I talk about banks, Brian, I pretty quickly separate the banks into two basic pots, two basic vessels. One are the big banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, you know, those kind of folks. And the other group is the community banks. And sometimes that includes credit unions. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. We really don't have one banking system in this country because the big banks are so different. And then we have thousands of community banks that, you know, serve their local communities. And there's a real challenge in finding service sort of in between where you want some of the big bank technology, but mm-hmm. community bank service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a huge part of why we decided to start Seed.
Well, yeah, if you're a typical small business, most community banks have just about whatever you need. But if you grow that business, if you grow to, you know, where you need more than, say, maybe a couple of $1 million, depending on which community bank, you know, community banks are all across the board, as you know. Some community banks are $65 million in assets, and some are $500 million in assets. So they can be all across the board. But the biggest problem I see with community banks is the one or two or three businesses in the community that have outgrown them over the years. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, most community banks kind of focus on their local region and try to understand local business and do a really good job of bringing relationships together, introducing folks that can do business in the community. And that's great for a lot of smaller businesses that, you know, that serve their local community. But I think there's two challenges, really. One that you mentioned where when your business is successful and you start growing and you need more capital, then you can graduate from that community bank. And at that point, it's not always clear what to do or where the best sort of banking.
Well, that's the thing, because the banking industry has gone through the barbell effect, hasn't it? You've got the big guys on one end, you've got the little guys on the other end, and then those people in the middle that you outgrow, where you outgrow people, a bank, they're in the bar part, and there's not that many of them, and they're kind of squeezed together, and they're kind of my friend Doug Tatum wrote a book called No Man's Land. I don't know if you know that book or not, but he's talking about what you and I are talking about right now. This is called No Man's Land, where it's hard to get the capital if you're in a certain category of size.
That's right. And, you know, the small businesses are the ones that really get squeezed, particularly those that, you know, newer types of businesses that might be in technology or be serving a nationwide or even global audience. You know, that's somewhere where the community banks have sort of struggled to keep up with.
Right.
Understanding those businesses and getting them the right services.
Especially technology.
Absolutely.
But I feel like community banks have really come around the curve on that in the last 5 years, though, don't you?
They're trying to catch up, but, you know, it's really not their fault because the environment they're in is very challenging with increased regulation.
Well, the Fed's basically declared war on community banks in the last 5 years, hasn't it, 10 years?
Well, that's certainly the way it feels for a lot of people, and we're hoping that they can get some relief.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to fix that. So, what other suggestions do you have? My default position is, if you're a small business owner, you must have your prime relationship with a community bank. But I also tell them to have a relationship with a bigger bank as a second relationship. What do you think?
I think that's good advice. You know, whether you're with a small bank or a big bank, I think the most important thing is to try to find a bank that will seek to really understand you and your business, be there and available to help,
mm-hmm.
You know, someone to call and talk to, and then, of course, give you all the services that you need. And that might be a big bank in some cases. It might be a smaller bank. But you really want somebody that's going to help your business and help you get into that place where you need the capital rather than kind of waiting for you to come to them and then only seeking to understand your business once it becomes profitable for the bank.
One of the things I've tried to do in my 20 quarter of a century helping small businesses with this is teach them how to speak small business, how to speak banker as a second language, and teach banks how to speak small business as a second language, because they don't always know the same thing. I've tried to make sure, help small business owners understand that they know what is it that motivates a banker, what are the no-go things of a banker. And if you can figure that out, if you can figure out what makes a banker excited, what makes him comfortable, what makes him not be frightened, then you can get to where you can communicate with your banker by email and get whatever you want. I do it right now because I've done what I just said.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things that we do at Seed with our banking app is you can communicate with our folks right there within the app via text messaging, essentially. And that's something that a lot of folks like these days, spend so much time on our phone,
especially millennials. But I have an app for my bank on my phone. I'm not a digital native.
you're catching up.
I know. I'm coming around the curve. Yeah. But I think you're right. One of the things is, would you agree with me that the next 10 years is going to be disruptive for the banking industry? Period.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to happen faster than we would all expect as well.
Yeah. It's going to, and I go to community bank conventions. I'm a champion of theirs. But I see a lot of gray hair there.
Oh, absolutely.
When I go.
I spoke at the American Banker Small Business Banking Conference last year. And,
yeah.
You know, it was great to meet a bunch of folks who are there in the trenches. But you hear the same challenges from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're struggling to keep up. They're not growing. The staff and the talent, to your point, is starting to get.
But the good
older.
News about community banks, if you're a small business owner, the person you dealt with last year is probably still there this year.
If you're lucky, yes. They haven't retired by then.
Seed.com, is that right? Seed.com?
Seed.co.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.